to you. I'm going to give you the car.
Okay.
We should be live. We got a red ring.
Still circling.
I got to call LA Fitness too.
Yeah. Going to call them here shortly.
Yeah.
All right, we'll work it out. Just moving back over. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the VIP lounge at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. The ladies' man's laying off set. Good morning. We all know the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bubba. How are we doing today?
You know what? I'm doing really good, but I just realized that I should probably be pretty dehydrated by this point. I haven't had a single drip of water today.
We are coming to you post-SEMA. This is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Please visit our brand new online, not only merchandise, Bub, but... We are now officially vendors for all the big partners of the SEMA build.
This is true, man. We've got all of the products up online. It's finally up and working now that the website works, so everybody out there that is looking can see that the website is up.
I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. 2 days it was down.
So I'll tell you what, man. It's it turned out really strong. Dude, we have had a whopping 8,500 views on our YouTube video that we just put up 3 days ago, so that's a huge, huge amount of people that have already viewed it. So thank you guys, all of you who have watched.
Thank you.
If you haven't seen the YouTube video, it was of the sneak peek of the unveil of the SEMA build right before we actually unveiled it in Las Vegas, Nevada, just this past week. SEMA was insane this year. SEMA 17 was a blast. Couldn't have asked for a much better time, man. The quality of rides that were there were insane. We were talking with Chip Foose,
Michael Anthony,
Dave Kendig,
Van Haley.
We talked with everybody out there, hung out, had a great time, man. And, you know, we just talked about the fact that today's quality in today's rides and today's industry is just, the bar is getting set so high. Even the Martin brothers were saying the same thing, that the bar is getting set so high that it's almost hard to stay at the forefront of that now, because it is, everyone is doing such insane, sick designs.
Not with the way you're building, Bob. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaw is loose in Abacoa, ladies and gentlemen. Please visit MissOutlawBoutique.com, Instagram, Facebook. They are having their paint party. You get a glass of wine. They slash the price from $45 to $30, Bub. That doesn't cover any of their expenses. And the little bit that's left over, every dime of it, the proceeds go to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We were just in Las Vegas. We're going to talk about that. You and I physically took the time to visit Mandalay Bay and say a prayer right there at the foot of the stage, which is still a mess. Covered with blood, lots of things knocked over. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's very spooky, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the paint party. Please make sure you support them. You go to Miss Outlaw Boutique, sign up online. You get a glass of wine. There are appetizers there. Then you have professional crew on staff that help you paint your wine glass. It's really, really cool, Bub.
I'm going to go for sure.
I am too.
I'm going.
I'm painting the walls, Bub. Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. And this episode's title sponsor is Custom Performance Engineering, Josh, CPE, the whole crew. Big news coming out of that camp post
SEMA. Big time, dude.
Big time. Big time. Yep. Bub, look, we're going to talk a little bit about SEMA. We got there on, our driver rolled in on Sunday. We flew in Sunday morning after working Saturday to bring everybody the world's number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bubba style. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you, thank you for the stellar ratings. Tell everybody about our ratings while we were gone.
Yeah, man, it's pretty much everything was, literally on fire, dude. I mean, everything from web traffic to YouTube channel to our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those things, plus our Blog Talk radio show. We had the highest amount of listeners ever in the history of us doing.
6,000 new listeners a day.
Yeah, man, so it's pretty strong. You know, everything's going really well right now. We've got so many rides that we're wrapping up in the shop, some really long-term projects that are coming down that final line. We're getting ready to deliver the one and only MIP Challenger, so that thing is looking beautiful.
Getting ready to go.
I can't wait to get that thing out of the shop and get it down here in the South Florida car community as well, because that was, as everybody knows, not only a long haul and hurdle, put a lot of friction on a lot of us, you know, because it has been such a long-term thing, and it's kind of, you know, created friction naturally. But
you want it right, or you want to rush through?
Listen, dude, we talked about that with one of the guys, Jesse James.
Jesse James
talked about the fact that he now is literally taking three-year backlogs on his bike orders right now, and that's a bike, right? Not a full car. That's just a bike. You literally only paint like three pieces on it, a front fender, a tank, and a rear fender, right? He's literally doing three-year back order on his bikes, and people are literally waiting in line still to get on those orders just so they can have one of the JJ bikes,
that's
which
right.
are insane, dude. Everybody knows when you want to take the time, you want to do the quality right, you just have to wait. Sometimes it's a little longer than normal, but I'll tell you what, when you get something back that's 110%, it's flawless, you know, so everybody's going to love it. We can't wait to get that thing back out there. We're going to be unveiling the SEMA Mustang at the Cars and Coffee on the 19th. Can't wait to do that.
With Car Capsule. Wait till you see what we're bringing forth from Car Capsule. I just got off the phone with Dennis and the crew over there. That entire line of products will be available for sale at the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. It is literally an encapsulated capsule with a PVC structure, Bub, that's extremely strong.
It's crazy,
LED lit, and you protect your ride.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what's nice about it, too, is, and, you know, I even thought about getting a couple just to put in the facility for, you know, some of the cars that just we do store here inside. It's great in the fact that these things are air-filled, they are secure, it's...
No dust on your car, man.
Well, that's the biggest part, is the no-dust deal, you know, so there's some guys that like to cover their cars, there's some guys, right, I love to cover mine, like the Porsches in my garage, with it's got like a custom stitch velvet cover on it, but I'll tell you what sucks about that, man, is when you have that kind of cover on top, when you have tire shine, which a lot of these guys do, you have a $1,000 car cover that was custom fitted in as like a, you know, velvet stretch to your car. It fits like a glove, but every time you pass it by those tires, you get a black ring stuff up on it, and it's not really what you want to do with such an expensive car cover. Now you have this alternative where it's the car capsule. You can literally pull inside.
Drive right into it.
It's got like a black and white checkered floor on the bottom, which is really cool because it is sealed. It doesn't just like sit four posts in a vent around. You literally like drop this front zipper. You pull your car in. It's airtight, vacuum sealed.
That's
almost
it. Turn
like
it off.
A clear paint booth. And it's got LED lighting in it, so your car always looks really cool inside. Not only can you use it as displays, but also just to keep your car clean. So all you have to do is just unzip the thing and get in and drive out. And you never have to worry about wiping it off with dust. Don't have to worry about folding car covers every time. Don't have to worry about destroying car covers every time with tire shine. So really nice.
How about, Bub, the fact that, I mean, it's I'm excited about that, but, I mean, CPE killed it this year.
Yeah, big time,
We have a big announcement, I think. I'm waiting to talk to Josh today. You and I spent Friday night into Saturday morning talking through the future partnership with CPE. It's going to be a big announcement. I'm going to line that up today with Josh. And I know we have been asked to build 5 cars for SEMA next year, Bub.
Yeah, it's insane, man. Yeah, we got contracted. I mean, that's a huge announcement to make from us here at BEM. We literally were contracted 5 cars to build some of the biggest names in the industry. We'll give you guys the unveil on those things here in the next week.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, man, it's going to be insane. Some serious rides coming out. Serious, serious step up for BEM again in the automotive world, as well as what we're going to be doing going into the rally circuit. There's a huge one to come with that,
there's
so you guys
one,
stay tuned.
I will just say this, Bub. Ford Motor Company sent 2 of their representatives by undercover to see the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 Mustang in person. Ironically, his name tag flipped around, and I said, oh, you guys were with Ford, remember that?
Yep.
And he goes, yeah, my name's Vinny. I'm the guy you go to get it done in Ford.
Yeah, man, looking forward to that, right? Going to be big time exciting, man. So you guys stay tuned. If you want to see some serious stuff, we are bringing some serious rides to the streets of South Florida. I kid you not. Like, everybody knows, we talked about it with, I don't remember who we were with out there. We were so many people, so many high-end players and celebrities out there, dude. It was a lot of fun at SEMA this year. But we were literally talking about how the rides at, man, who was I talking to? Somebody really strong in the automotive world. We were talking about how the fact that Florida, South Florida, most importantly, is just inundated with high-end rides. You know, Bugattis, Paganis, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Bentleys, Porsches. I mean, all of the high-end is here, and that is super, super cool to see. You see a lot of 6- and 7-figure rides roaming the streets here like it's nothing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they were talking about how the Mustang is something that the streets of South Florida have never seen.
Who was making that statement? Was it Asian?
Street Outlaws? We were talking with somebody because they were talking about the quality of cars here and how, you know,
I think
financially they're very
Outlaws.
Big number cars. Yep. They're exotics. They look beautiful when they pull up and they valet and you drop these things down and you have these V10s and V12 motors that are just 8, 10, 14,000 RPM rev bands and they sound crazy and, you know, they draw attention. They jaw drop every time you see these cars, right? True statement. But at the same time, South Florida's streets have never seen a car like the SEMA Mustang.
Yeah.
It's a totally different style. More of like a West Coast flair, really, but it's been done in such a clean way by us here at BEM that it almost has like that high-end exotic look to it while still having that West Coast flair. So it's a little bit of everybody's car culture kind of comes together, and it's going to draw a lot of attention. I'm telling you, it will.
Well, the way you built that car, Bub, was for Dad to race during the day and take Mom out in valet at night.
Yeah.
That's the way the car
was
designed.
Yeah, it's clean, but it's very aggressive. Everybody loved it, man. The thing was a hit.
Stunning.
We had We had 4 magazine shots done of the car while we were in SEMA this year, so really strong there. We had 2 Velocity Channel features on it, so really strong presence there as well.
Even did a Discovery documentary piece while we were there.
And we got a calendar shoot set up for American Racing. So, I mean, that's just all great things, man. We had a lot of fun doing it, dude. It turned out amazing. All the sponsors that threw product at the car loved it. So it was a great time.
Let's talk about them. Nitto Tires.
Yes.
Precision Turbo.
Yes.
CPE.
Yes. Killed it, dude, by the way.
CPE killed it. We're gonna have a big announcement.
And we're
going to
be
that.
Doing some serious stuff behind the scenes with the guys at CPE Custom Performance Engineering. If you guys haven't seen the stuff,
ladies and gentlemen.
Check out their stuff on Instagram. If you are on Instagram, it's GoCPE. They have some insane product out there, not only for just the Mustang line, but for the full line, the Raptors, the Focuses, everything you can possibly imagine. They do have product for many different vehicles, not just the Ford line at all. So check them out. They have some insane stuff, a lot of air fuel delivery. But we're also going to now, as everybody was told, we are bringing the car back. It will be back here tomorrow to South Florida.
You can come see it here at 506 Commerce Way, Jupiter, Florida.
Can't wait, because the guys at CPE and us here at BEM are now going to take that car from a stock block build, and we are going to turn this thing up. We are going to push this little 2.4
cylinder. It's going back to SEMA, bub?
Yes.
There's one announcement from CPE.
So it's going to need a totally new rendition again, which is all good, right? But I'll tell you what, man, this thing's going to be an animal when it lays down on that floor next. It's going to be in the 750 plus horsepower club. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an animal. We can't wait to do it.
It's amazing, bub.
Now, at least now, though, we have 12 months to do it. This time I only had 3 months to build the whole thing.
I was doing the math. You're going to have about two and a half months per build this year at 5 cars.
Yep.
So it's going to be very busy. CPE, bub. Nitto Tires.
Yep.
Okay. Precision Turbo.
Yep.
American Racing.
Yep.
Duraflex. Carbon Creations.
Yep.
Let's see. Who else do we have in there?
You've got Extreme Dimensions.
Extreme
Dimensions. You've got Palm Beach Plating and Powder
Plating.
You have, you got Precision. Morpheus Wraps.
Morpheus Wraps.
The guys down at Morpheus, Jesse and
killed
Jeff.
It.
They did a killer job, dude. I'm telling you, so many people came over. And just in the fact that, you know, for example, like all of the Steeda components we had on that car.
Borla exhaust.
You couldn't, for the most part, see those pieces. Even Borla, you couldn't, for the most part, see those pieces because they're undercarriage products, right? Well, because of the fact that you couldn't see them, the only way you knew they were on the car was two things. Was because of the signboard we had made and the fact that we had the lettering on that car from Morpheus. So without this, something as simple as vinyl graphics, lettering, logos, there would have been no chance to have product recognition on those things. So I'm glad that Jesse and Jeff did such a killer job. I mean, just the product placement down the doors and the sides on the rockers, the skirts, it looks incredible. Dude.
It's amazing. Glenn Steeda over there. I want to say thank you, a big, big thank you to Chris Delagarza, who did production work on our first TV show out there. He is now, ladies and gentlemen, an executive director at Pilgrim TV. And for those of you who don't know who Pilgrim TV is, Pilgrim TV was the parent company of the very successful Orange County Choppers for 12 years.
American Chopper.
Yep. They actually came over. Chris came over. Chris is now filming Aaron Kaufman's new show, who you know Aaron Kaufman from?
Gas Monkey Garage.
Aaron Kaufman is the long-bearded gentleman from Gas Monkey Garage. Yep. Aaron looked good. He's very happy about his new TV show. He's very focused on his new TV show. And Chris came over. The car was so beautiful, shot B-roll of the car, and it will be included on Aaron's first episode of his new show.
Yeah, and that, props to Aaron, because he went through, everybody knows the backstory between those two guys.
Yep.
And again, it's just more of that stuff that dramatic TV
drama
breaks another, group of guys apart, whether it be group of guys, whether it be families. You see it with the Kardashian stuff, you see it with American Chopper, there were issues there. So it's, a lot of this whole scripted dramatic TV, television stuff draws a lot of ratings, but look at what it does at the end of the day, right? It creates personalities that people don't want to be around. And that's not what you want. So, Aaron's doing really good on his own.
He looks real good too, Bob.
He switched over. His new show is called Shifting Gears. Cool title, right?
Right?
Kind of if you put it all together.
Shifting Gears and moving on.
So, really cool, man. And he's just, all about just building great quality rides. It's not about the flash to him. It's not about, the being in front of everybody all the time. He literally just wants to go in the zone, in his corner, and work, and just build some sick rides. That's what he loves doing.
His words were, guys who wear expensive watches don't build cool cars.
No. Right. Pretty simple.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
And I never had a thing, bub, with people who promoted alcohol-related products and had a car presence. I think immorally morally that's wrong, man.
Yeah.
You don't get out there and promote alcohol and drive fast cars.
Well, it's not really a good mix. Not at all.
The studies are out there. Alcohol kills people.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a great time at SEMA. SEMA was amazing this year. A lot of good contacts, a lot of good connections, a lot of good media presence and exposure. If you guys haven't seen some of the latest stuff, please check out our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. You can click on our YouTube channel, subscribe there. Anything that we do will go live in your pocket. So we have done literally daily updates. Yeah. We're doing the Instagrams, the Facebook, the Twitter, everything you can imagine to keep you guys up to date on not only what we're doing here at BEM, but also all of the stuff going on in the car community, new products, new releases from all of our sponsors. And all of those pieces are available on our website directly at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com on the Shop Now tab. There's so much stuff out there available for not only the S550 Mustangs, but we're bringing full product lines for everything from Camaros, Corvettes, to Bentleys, to the exotics with just coil springs. If you guys just want, you know, a lot of these, we talked about that at the show as well. For the exotics, it's not even like you have to go balls to the wall with these cars. These cars are coming out of the gate ready to go, right? Yep. What's the most you do to an exotic? Tint the windows, maybe tint the taillights.
Wheel and tire combo,
lower down just a little bit, maybe an exhaust system. You don't go crazy. You don't need to. These cars are proven. They're tested. They're ready to go. They come out of the gate. They've got the big brakes. They've got the upholstery. They look really good. So there's not much you have to do, but there's always that one little thing you want to do to personalize it.
Talk to Chip Foose a little bit about, we're asking him about the fires out there by his house. As you know, he had to evacuate. He and his family stayed in a hotel. He said his house made it through fine. Chip looks good as well.
Yeah, man, he looks really good. He did some killer rides this year for SEMA.
Yes.
He finished up the Mach Foose. That was probably, he got that thing rolled in there like three hours before.
Like we did, same thing.
So, you know, it turned out really well, dude. It's just, I mean, the quality of the rides that are going into today's cars are just incredible, man. It's, you know, it's the bar, again, has moved up to another level. That's what you do at SEMA. You set an industry standard for years to come and for people to try to reach, you know, what you've already done. And that's just, that's just the way the industry rolls. We hit it with the S550, that car literally
tore it up.
I can't even tell you how many people on social media have tagged us. We've had thousands of people that were tagging us. There were 500,000 people at SEMA walking around, lining the streets. And there were people just literally stopping to shoot the car.
On the parade route.
Just incredible stuff. So we had a lot of fun. The quality of work, again, that we designed and built here at BEM in South Florida just showed worldwide, literally. There were people that flew in from overseas.
From Denmark. We had people come from Denmark to see the car.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
A lot of people there, man.
If you guys did miss it, please check out our Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You'll see some of the sneak peek shots that we did there, a lot of the behind-the-scenes shots we did there, some filming that we did there. So you'll see all those shots out there on the Instagram feed. So if you don't have it, Facebook, if you don't have access to the website, just go straight to our Instagram feed and you will see all those. You don't even have to be a member on Instagram. Just Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You can scroll through and click on anything.
Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers was loving it, too. We were texting back and forth the whole time we were there. I'll tell you who's a really cool dude, man, and who's a big fan of what we do here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I never knew he was that big a fan as Asian from Street Outlaws.
Yeah, man. He's a he's a super humble guy, dude.
He's a really good dude.
You see a lot of these guys that once they hit this, like, TV presence, the social media stuff, the world just kind of takes over, and you turn into, like, a hidden puppet, essentially. Yep. You go and you sit in these green rooms and you wait to go to where you're told to go, but he is not that guy. He's not the guy that just because he, holds world records, he races on TV all the time on doing Street Outlaws. He's not that guy that just goes and meets and greets and signs from here to here.
No, he hung out in the green room.
He just hangs out and he'll just walk around and he'll just check things out. And he was, loving the Mustang, dude. Him and Farm Truck were both. They got in the Mustang. They're just sitting there.
Oh, he couldn't stop talking. Yeah, he kept saying so many good things about how he was watching the build.
Yeah,
and then he just couldn't believe he was actually standing by that car. And we hung out in the green room with him, our green room, and just chilled. And he's just a really good cat.
Just down to earth, man. Just really chill, has a great time. And, that's the way people want to see, like the TV personalities. They want to see these guys that are not only just celebrity that you see on TV, but when you see them in person, it's not like a gun-shy situation. You can walk up and be like, hey, man, how's it going? Great job on the show, whatever. You can just, simple, normal conversation can be struck up over basic things. It's not like, oh, sorry, get at the back of the line and wait 3 hours. Like, he'll just walk out of line and be like, here, let me get your phone, we'll take a selfie. Yeah. Like, that kind of cool, really chill.
Well, you know what, Bub? We hope that we come off that same way to people. Sometimes I can be a little bit abrupt if somebody bothers me while we're doing something. But we try to be the exact same kind of people as well, Bub.
Yep.
We're very thankful for everybody that is in our life, fan base related. We want to keep our thoughts and prayers out to all those that were in Texas yesterday, a town of 400 people, 26 of which were gunned down by some lunatic. And it's not right, people. It's not the guns. It's not right. You and I spent time at Mandalay Bay. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Man, it's just insane, dude. You know, to be in that same spot, you know, knowing like what had just happened like 2 weeks prior, you know, that's insane, dude. It was still all roped off, still a mess. It was just hectic everywhere. I mean, all of like the stuff on stage, all of the audio equipment, the speakers, the yep. tables, the autograph tables, everything was literally just shoved over from all the disarray and the panic yep. of the people that were there. So you can almost literally see the way that it happened.
The panic in your mind, you could see.
Yeah, I mean, literally just like food stands, drink stands, the bars, everything was just shoved over. There were stools and chairs thrown everywhere, tables all over the place. I mean, just laying on the streets, laying on, just all roped off so you could see exactly what had happened. And, you know, it's a joke. It's pathetic that there are people out there that are so weak. That is the way that they live their life. They go and rent a room in a hotel, fully thought out. They go and get a room at a hotel, take all their weapons in there, and they literally go. This was literally like from Mandalay Bay, where the room was, to across the street, maybe
to the stage.
Maybe
300 yards, 200?
Yeah, maybe 300 yards, maybe 3 football fields. And, you know, you could, I mean, visual with the eye, it's not like it was far enough where you couldn't see. Very easy to see, mm-hmm. you know, point A to point B. But it was from this angle here, you know, shooting down, into this stage is just right here on the corner of the street. You
yep.
know, it's like, so this corner of the street is Mandalay Bay. This corner of the street is a stage. That's how close it was.
Yep.
It's only 6 lanes, so that doesn't give you too much room. So it's literally like somebody just taking a gun and shooting fish in a freaking bucket. Dude,
that's really what it was. Yeah.
There were these people, the full crowd of, you have to think, there's probably, I don't even know how many people were there. Probably, I guess, a typical concert.
20,000?
I was going to say 20, 30, 40,000 people, a normal yep. concert. Mm-hmm. You're literally shooting into a crowd full of that many people just... The pure innocence, dude. These people are here having a good time listening to some of the best country artists.
Yep.
And this freaking clown up here, dude. I don't even know if I would put a gun to that guy's head. I'd smash it with my hands.
Yeah, I'd just kill him with my hands.
It would just be pure misery.
That's right.
That's what I would do.
Feel the anger inside of yourself
oh, for sure.
when you say it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Because, you know, they've got the windows replaced at the Mandalay Bay there on the 32nd
yeah.
floor. You can see that. I took a good picture of it where I captured the edge of the film stage and the windows to give a scale idea of how it was. They do have silt fence around an entire city block where the investigation still continues, Bub.
Yeah.
The police have a very heavy presence there all over the place. I asked one female officer if they were still doing an ongoing investigation, and she didn't want to comment on it because it was still an active investigation. She said, no, we're just sitting here. Well, we all knew differently.
Yeah.
It
still wasn't cleaned up, and it was nowhere near ready for another concert. Not going to be a while.
All of the same posters were still up from the concert.
Yeah, it was everything. It was just, you could see where literally there were bullets flying through the shredded posters
yep.
that were hanging there. It's
yep.
ridiculous.
Yep, you can see it all.
Yeah,
you can see it all. There's still blood stains on everywhere. As you said, you could see the panic in your mind as people tried to rush and find cover, not knowing where the shots were coming from.
I mean, what do you do at that point? You have put yourself in that position. You have no options.
Nothing.
There are no options. You're not going to stand and fight. You're not going to pull out a gun and maybe potentially even get around close to the window that it's coming from. Even if somebody were armed there's only one way to take somebody out like that, and that's from the same level.
That's to be able to return fire with a weapon that's strong enough to
right.
get up there. Certainly not a concealed weapon, and they take all of your weapons away in a concert environment going
yep.
to metal detectors.
Yep. Yep.
So that guy clearly, the coward, knew that he had innocent victims in his
It's a joke, dude. I mean, what was your end goal?
What he did.
Like, that's it. What was your end goal? What were you looking for out of that?
He goes
what
down.
What did you get?
He's the largest murderer and mass murderer in the history of America, man. Some
foolish,
title,
man.
Isn't it?
It's foolish.
Some title. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we, you know, remember all the good things in life today. You know, we really do. Great scene with time, Bub. Great time bringing this to everybody. It was a wonderful, wonderful scene with time. We'll be talking a lot about it. I know that we'll have a special guest on this weekend. A new sponsor we're taking on is going to be on with us this weekend. You guys stay up with us on that, Bob.
Yeah, man, stay tuned. We have a lot of stuff in the works right now coming back from SEMA. We not only have just a lot of stuff that we made serious connections out at SEMA this year,
yep.
A lot of big things happening for BEM in the next couple months. Literally the next 30, 60, maybe 90 days, there's going to be some serious changes to be made around here. A lot of rides that we have scheduled and on the books right now. We've got a lot of these older rides and projects that are closing out and going out now, returning home. So we are loving it. We are moving serious, serious progression forward. And a lot of good things in the works, man. So stay tuned. We're about to dominate the South Florida car world as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun, dude.
How about that?
Yep.
The lion pack, the lion herd didn't work last so well, did they?
No.
No. Hey, Bub, one of your clients from about 10 years ago was so pleased with the quality of build on his Ford F-100, has retained that truck, contacted me last week. That truck will be delivering from Northern Virginia today. So congratulations, Bob.
Yeah, man, that's you know, that's just another thing that shows all that nonsense that people say about what happened in Virginia really isn't the truth, man, because you look at it and it's 15 years later, still kicking and strong. And guess what, dude? I still have the same continual clients. We actually saw one of them in Vegas.
Sure did.
My very first client I ever had in Virginia was there in Vegas to see the SEMA build. So it just shows the quality and strength of what we bring to the table here at BEM. Some projects take way too long to get done.
So what, man?
But I'll tell you what, man. The quality when they roll out of this place is never, ever failed. It's always on top, man. It always looks insane. Everything always works. And people are just blown away. And that just goes to show, again, with this new ride we have coming in, from Virginia, we built this thing 10 years ago.
10 years ago, he took delivery.
Now he is. We did a full restoration on this truck 10 years ago. It was like a farm truck, so it was really cool. It was a 66 F100.
That's correct.
Really cool truck. Three on the tree. A lot of fun with it, man. I remember doing it because that was literally one of the first axles I did that had a kingpin style front end.
Right, that is.
So I remember rebuilding that kingpin setup. So thank God we're changing that over because I hate those kingpin front ends. But I'll tell you what, man, it's coming down here to South Florida.
We are
going
to do
a pro touring ride on this thing, which is going to be insane. So that thing will be looking nasty, will be fully functional. Can't wait to get that one done and send it back up there and just keep dominating the streets up there as well.
Absolutely, Bub. So like you say, it just shows all the Virginia nonsense. There's nothing to it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Well, we're going to jump out of this segment. A lot of buzz going on today. A lot of people I'm staying in touch with. You're doing a lot of things. You've got the Monkey in Paradise car. You've got the Equinox.
Yeah,
you've got the Jeep. The motor's back together on the Jeep.
Dude, I literally have my hands in like 10 different rides right now. But I'll tell you what, I've got the crew just out there hustling and bustling. Dude, I want to get this stuff done. Most importantly on my list is definitely getting the MIP Challenger out of here, getting that thing back over to those guys. That's been a long haul as well. But I'll tell you what, man, we even had one of our local officers here in town. He saw that car this morning. He saw that car the very first day it came in. He was actually here when the tow truck brought that car up, and he thought there was no chance that car was ever getting rebuilt. He just saw it this morning. He was like, holy crap, dude, I cannot believe this is that same car.
Same car.
I'm telling you, dude, that's it right there. It's literally looking, it's on the film stage floor right now. It's that close.
Yep, it's on the film stage floor.
Getting ready to get some photo shot of this thing. We're going to post those things up, so stay tuned for those as well. See some serious before, during, and afters. The car is incredible.
It is, bud.
Yep. Plus, it's got plenty of upgrades rolling out of here, too, which, by the way, we got to figure that whole deal out, right? But I'll tell you what, this thing not only came in totaled, going out completely restored and back to 100% factory, but has a lot of BEM style and upgrades in it as well. So it's not only just going to go back out on the streets, it's going to rock them as well.
Right on, bub.
Yep.
Good work, bub. Very proud of you. I think you're the best in the business. I think everybody else knows that as well. It's going to be a good banner year. There will be some major upgrades here. We're going to be making some big business investments here over the next 12 months.
Yeah, big time, man. It's going to be a lot to change. We're just going to keep on building some serious stuff,
man.
Dude. We've got a lot of SEMA rides contracted for next year already. Can't pull the plug now, so I'm going to keep going and just cranking them out, dude. Stay tuned because we are going to be showing up at SEMA 18 with rides that rock the industry and everything from street cars to pro tourings to muscle to rally cars to lifted, so we are literally going to go in there and show the entire place up.
Right on, though.
I just got to get a trailer big enough to get these things there now.
Well, that's one of our investments for the new year.
Yep.
We are going to be making an investment in transportation for the 18 year because of this expansion, Bub.
Yep. Again, please, guys, if you have any questions, go out to our website, bubsexoticmotorsports.com. Any of the product, if you are S550 owners out there, even any other vehicle, stay tuned. We are doing updates daily to that site.
Yep.
So there's a lot of product out there in every piece on that site. I don't think we have it notated yet. I don't know if we have, so I got to check it. But every part we have on there, we are partners with Palm Beach Plating.
Yep.
They will custom coat these
things
color you can imagine. So if you don't like red, if you want polished, if you want black, if you want silver metallics, if you want candies, if you want prismatics, if you want chameleon, we can custom color them. It would just be at time of sale. Send a follow email and just say, hey, I want to do it in this color, and we'll let you know the cost on it. We'll get it done for you.
Choose your color.
That's it.
Right on,
bud. Pick a color, man. Over 9,000 custom colors available from Prismatic.
9,000 custom. And we have to make sure that Kyle gets that up there.
Yes.
Kyle will get it up there. We just got a nod of affirmation from his office.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Till tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. We did the whole time we were at SEMA. Made a lot of difference. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Somebody's got holes in their shoes, give them a pair of shoes. Payless is cheaper. Give them a pair of yours. If somebody's hungry, Chevron, Shell, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, buy them a meal. If you don't want to give them cash, buy them a meal. It's cheap. And make sure we take the best care we can of the animals that are out there. They need our help. we don't need theirs, right? Until tomorrow, let's before we step out of this thing, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please check the website for all of the great products now up for sale. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Robin and Layla have a very special paint party going on. Go to Miss Outlaw Boutique to get all the details. The price is slashed. Class is filling up quick. Let's make sure we join them. The proceeds are for a great, great, great cause, the Las Vegas Victims Fund. And having just been in Las Vegas and standing in the eerie shadow of that mass murder, I can tell you those people do need your help recovering and healing mentally. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, and CPE, Custom Performance Engineering. Josh, the whole crew over there with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports S550 SEMA Mustang did a killer job. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it Bubba style. Little man, you ready to get some lunch? You ready to eat? You getting hungry, little man?